This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, as we look at the money we spend in healthcare, and I guess we're being told that opioid addiction is costing $2.6 billion for businesses. All right. New report shows large employers spend $2.6 billion to treat opioid addiction. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. One thing that's costing us a crap load of money is diabetes. Diabetes and people having diabetes is costing us more money, I think, than a whole variety of other medical conditions combined. Why? Because if somebody gets diabetes or has diabetes, they're more likely to also have cholesterol issues and kidney issues and heart disease, maybe even cancer. Some diabetics may not exercise as much, therefore having issues that get secondary and tertiarily related to that. And so if we want to save money in healthcare and save our spending, we want to decrease the amount of diabetes. And by decreasing obesity is one of the best ways to do that. Well, a new study came out, which is kind of fascinating, saying if children have a good weight by the age of 13, they are much less likely to have diabetes. It's a very, very critical window. They say those who shed their extra pounds by age 13 had the same risk of developing diabetes in adulthood as those who never weighed too much. It's according to a large study of Danish men. They say diabetes, as we know, can develop when the body cannot properly use insulin to turn food into energy. So insulin is like the key, bringing the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. It's like the key to the door, like a hallway into a room. And so with diabetes, you either don't have enough insulin, or you're not making any, like in type 1 diabetes, or you are making insulin, it's just not working as well, or you have resistance to it. And if you're overweight, you have more of a chance of getting type 2 diabetes. Now, the study seems to suggest that overweight in adolescence is very harmful. So if a child is overweight by age 13 or by teenage years, they're going to be more likely to be diabetic later. And some of you will be like, well, no, duh. But they tell you why in a second. So 62,000 men in Denmark, where mandatory school and military service exams enabled them to track their health for decades. They looked at their height and their weights, and they measured when these guys were 7, 13, and then between 17 and 26. National health records were used to see how many developed diabetes in adulthood. Men who were overweight at age 7 but were not by age 13, if they lost their weight, had similar odds of diabetes later in life as men who had never been overweight. But if you were overweight only at age 13, or at 7 and 13, had a lower risk than those who stayed overweight throughout young adulthood, but you did have higher risk than those who had never been overweight. So what does that mean? That means if you have some periods in your... If you had some periods or time frame in your childhood where you had some bad years, that's not going to screw you for life. Now, when you're in adolescence, you become more insulin resistant. Why? It's just a part of puberty. The muscles and organs don't use insulin as well, and it takes more to get the same job done. You actually have insulin spikes in puberty, and there's a lot more need and use of insulin than you would think. But insulin is very, very tricky. All right? Because people still ask, they still say, like, I don't get why I got diabetes. I didn't eat a lot of sugar. What happened to me? We don't know the true cause of diabetes. We have some theories, okay? And we talked about type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is where these kids, they just don't produce enough insulin, and they get very, very skinny, and we have to inject insulin into them because we still don't have insulin in pill form. And then the type 2 diabetes is where you obviously have insulin. It just starts to not work as well, or you make less, etc. So the pancreas is the organ that is in, that's responsible for making insulin. So you wonder, when somebody develops diabetes, why all of a sudden they would make less insulin, or their insulin wouldn't work as well. So there's been a variety of theories that have been circulating for decades. One is, you got a virus, and you got exposed to a virus, and that virus messed with your pancreas, and it messed with the beta islet cells that make insulin, such that now all of a sudden your pancreas won't work as well. With that theory, some people have asked, well, then let's kill the virus. What if we kill the virus? Can we kill the virus and get the pancreas to improve? That'd be a great thought. I don't know if they're studying that. That'd be a fantastic thought. If there is some viral issue, and viruses will usually pervade, like a hepatitis or an HIV, those suckers can live long. What if we treat that? Maybe we can improve our diabetes. It's not a very, very highly popular theory, but it's something to think about. The other theory is, you got a virus years ago. It did the damage, and it's gone. Virus is gone, and the damage is gone. Nothing you could do. So you don't produce enough insulin. Another theory is, well, just genetics. You're just genetically programmed to, at a certain age, not produce enough insulin. All right. I don't always buy that theory, but that's a theory we've been using for decades for a lot of things, with high blood pressure, etc. You're just at the age now where genetically you just don't, you know, produce whatever. Now, I would buy that theory more if we saw a mimicking in your age with a parent who might have given you that dominant gene. Like, if your dad turned diabetic at 45, it would come to logic that you would then become diabetic in your 40s as well. But it's that you may become diabetic in your 50s or 60s. So is it because, well, maybe it's not a dominant gene, maybe your mom's genes might be emoliating it, but it's a thought. It's a major theory, and it's the primary theory when it comes to diabetes. But I mean, what if there is just something else that we are completely missing? But right now, controlling obesity seems to have a good correlation to it. All right, when we come back, two women tried to help a Japanese mayor, or a mayor, with CPR, and they got kicked out of the ring. Let's talk about that in a sec. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I didn't mean to say the mayor of Japan. I meant to say a mayor in a city in Japan. But this was interesting. A mayor in Maizuru, northwest of Kyoto, Japan, collapse in a sumo ring. And two women jumped in to start performing CPR, and it appeared that these women were, I guess, very adept at performing CPR, because a bunch of men ran and surrounded, and it wasn't until the women in this video came up onto the patient and started performing the CPR that it was done. Now, I'm not saying the men didn't know how to do CPR, but the women knew to immediately initiate CPR. But then, while they were performing CPR, multiple announcements were made over the loudspeakers for them to leave the ring. The rings where sumo is practiced, known as sumo doyo, are sacred places in the native Shinto faith. And women are considered to be ritually unclean and they're barred from stepping into them. So according to witnesses cited by local media, sumo officials threw large quantities of salt into the ring after the woman had entered in an apparent bid to repurify the sacred ground. And in a statement, the sumo association's chief, who goes by the name Hakaku, described the announcers as inappropriate under the circumstances and has apologized. The announcement was made by a referee who was upset, but it was an inappropriate act in a situation that involves one's life, we deeply apologize. We pray from the bottom of our heart for the safety of our mayor and express our deep gratitude towards women who offered emergency measures on the spot. And a part of me gets that, because I remember, in our Bible, if a woman has her period, she's unclean. Now, in Judaism, you're not unclean the whole month. But when you're on your period, you're unclean. I mean, you're not supposed to have sex. There's a lot of things you're not supposed to do when you're on your period. Now, I milk that. I was like, oh, sorry, I can't do chores. I'm on my period. I can't do that. Trust me. Still to this day, I will try to work that in. But I want to get out of something. Dr. Wax, you have all the reports ready for me? No, sorry, I am on my period. But I get that. In certain religions, the bleeding means, and I get that. I do understand why in certain religions that is considered something that the Lord would decree. I get that. However, in this particular case, in the year 2018, you have somebody that collapsed. I think there are ways to repurify. I think there are. This is not the first time there has been a, quote, sumo battle of the sexes. They said a fight erupted back in 1990 when then Chief Cabinet Secretary Mayumi Moriyama wanted to present the Prime Minister's Cup to the sumo champion in the ring. She eventually lost the battle in the face of ultra-conservative sumo bosses. And then Osaka Mayor Fusa Ota took up the fight again, trying several times to present the champion's trophy in a tournament held in the city. She, too, found herself banned from the ring. And I guess sumo traces its origins back 2,000 years to a time when it was an integral part of Shintoism. And ritual is a key component of the sport. I get that. I get that. And I got to be honest. In Orthodox Judaism, there are places where women don't go and men don't go. They're separate. And, you could only dilute ritual so much. However, what I say is if there's an emergency, okay, or if you allow a barrier, you could make this work. If you want to allow a barrier, like a woman's foot touching and you have a certain mat, I'm okay with that. I am okay with certain, or a platform that is above the ring. Where if they don't want a woman's foot touching the certain ring, there's some spirituality to it. So you have a platform where then it comes over so the woman could cross over that with that and they could both be on this big platform. I think because I do respect, having something in this day and age that is something that people have done for thousands of years, really holds its value if you almost do it to a T. And so when somebody says, oh, yeah, we're making this ancient dish using Nutella, it's not ancient anymore. And so part of me really, really likes having something that was identical to the old way. And so even if it's not politically correct, I just don't mind that as a woman. I don't. Now, I got this email a while back, and I have been afraid to bring it up on air because I know I'm going to tick somebody off by answering it. But I think this kind of relates. Nadine writes, my daughter is considering a field of medicine, but we hear the old boys club is still very prevalent despite us being in 2017. So I got this a little while back. Give us your honest opinion. Okay, is there an old boys club in medicine? For women, it's a hell of a lot better. Whether we've reached equality or not, I think, in terms of women getting into medical school, in terms of women getting residencies, I got to be honest, I almost see it being easier for a woman. I do. I know that's going to tick people off, but being a woman may actually be an advantage. In medicine, you have a lot of people say, I only want a female doctor. You don't hear people say, I only want a male doctor. Everybody is afraid that they'd be called a chauvinist or something. But women could very blatantly go, oh, no, I only want to see a woman. I only want to see a woman. So there's this big demand for women to go to women doctors. And their husbands are okay with it because they don't want another man examining their lily. You know, I mean, you know, so some men are okay with their women only going to women doctors. So, and they'll even say, look, you know, I want to bring my wife in, but she only wants to see a woman. And so for somebody like me that opened up a family practice, being a woman really helped. But what about going through training? You know, what were things like? Well, in the 90s, yeah, there was some issues. There was a lot of issues, you know, butt grabbed, called certain names, whatever. And, you know, being a woman had its disadvantages in a variety of different arenas. And yes, I saw the old boys club, etc. But this is where people are going to hate me for saying this. Sometimes being a woman worked for me. Okay? A lot of us women learned how to play the woman card. I told you guys in class, it was very interesting. Some of the guys would say, Dahlia, ask this question. I don't know the answer. And I'm like, why do you want me to ask it? Because you'll get yelled at less than us. That's true. I got yelled at a lot. I got ripped to pieces a lot in medical school. But it was still a smidgen less than the guys. So then I would ask a question. I didn't really care to know the answer. I didn't know the answer, but I would ask a question for my friends. Now, what happened is after, they said, well, you know, that's because the FDA is used as a confirmatory test because it's more specific than the RPR test for syphilis. So then, after I got that answer, what would my friends do? Would they say, oh, thank you, Dahlia, for taking one for the team? No, they go, really, you didn't know that? And they say that out loud. They go, really, Dahlia, you didn't know that? Come on, man. We all knew that. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I just took one for the team. Okay, forget it. I'm never asking a question for you guys. All right, but, you know, some of us women knew how to navigate, okay? I still do it, okay? I had, well, you don't want to say this on air. You know what? It's okay. I had smuggled my little kitty cat to work one day, and I locked myself out of the office. And you need security to open the door. And the kitty would have been then seen by security and I could have gotten in trouble. So I needed to make sure that security opened my door for me because I locked my keys in the room without seeing the kitty cat. So what did I do? Oh, you are such a hero. Oh my gosh, thank you. I love that I could call on you. You guys are so awesome. And they all left smiling, never even looking into the office. We women know how to play the guys. And I know women are going to strip me of my PMS privileges. I may get the IUD ripped out of me today in anger because I'm admitting that. But I'm not saying I would ever want things to go back to the way it used to. I love the fact that my foremothers and foresisters fought for our ability to vote, our ability to have equal pay, even though we're still working on that, and access to jobs. And we have had to, you know, die to get to where we've gotten to. And so I really appreciate that. But, you know, for now in this day and age, being a woman may be advantageous in certain aspects. And being a guy, unfortunately, has been kind of a bad thing. And so the pendulum keeps swinging back and forth. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No, I'm joking. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Thank you, Kevin Bassay. He didn't write that song for me, but sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe I need a songwriter to do that. I would just feel so much better. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sanitation worker safety has been an issue, and a sanitation group wants penalties passed. There's a story here from ABC News. Kenny Lawson loved being a garbage collector. He's from Germantown, Ohio, and he works outdoors alongside his family. He does physical labor every day, right? And March 12, 1996, a car hurled at him while he was working. He was 26 years old. Car hurled at him at 40 miles per hour as he was retrieving a can from the truck, pinning him underneath the truck and wrenching his body nearly in half. Crushed his spine, he lost his legs. He said the guy didn't even hit his brakes. He didn't see the truck sitting there. It was a pretty dramatic hit. And for the first 3 weeks, they told his wife that he was dead. They miraculously survived. He has now gone on to become a poster child for the risk of an industry that most people take for granted. 50 years after two sanitation workers' deaths sparked a historic strike in Memphis, that kind of intertwined with the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., trash collection remains one of the nation's most dangerous jobs. The Solid Waste Association of North America and the National Waste and Recycle Association are working this year to pass legislation in 16 states, including Ohio, to create penalties for motorists who don't slow down and give garbage collectors enough space. I agree. I don't know how these guys do it. And gals, according to the Solid Waste Association CEO and executive director, he says, imagine how you feel when you see a garbage truck in your neighborhood. It's, oh man, the garbage truck. And then I've got to get around it quickly. And, I mean, let these guys do what they need to do. You think they want to be there in dangerous way? Now, under the new bills, drivers who fail to move over for a garbage truck with its lights flashing could be fined $300 plus court costs in charge of the moving violation. They say, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, refuse and recycling collection has the fifth highest death rate among all civilian occupations in the U.S. In 2016, the most recent year for which federal figures are available, 31 people died in 2016. And two-thirds of those were transportation-related cases, like getting hit by another car. What about 2018? We're being told seven sanitation workers have been killed in the U.S. in the first 10 days of 2018. Were you guys aware of that? Seven sanitation workers have already been killed. So, Dr. Lawson wishes that motorists would slow down. It's a message being spread, slow down, to get around. Cody Nahiba, a doctoral candidate in economics at the University of California, Irvine, studied state laws requiring motorists to clear bicyclists by at least 3 feet and found no significant effect on the number of cyclist fatalities. Among the reasons he cites are ambiguous wording, weak enforcement, and a lack of public awareness of such laws. But he says he doesn't see them as a negative. Now, I guess what happened is in 1968, the Memphis workers were crushed by a malfunctioning truck. The worker strike ensued was, I guess they said, one of the reasons Martin Luther King was in Memphis the night he was shot. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was also there to help support these workers that were striking. So, you know, I think we people are kind of stupid when it comes to safety. You know, one of my friends had been killed. He was on a bicycle, and he was an avid bike rider. I mean, he knew how to bike. He was pretty avid, and he was killed by a bus, and they had just won the lawsuit. Apparently, he died. The kids were friends with my kids. They went to school together, and after he died, his wife, who had been battling colon cancer, died a couple months later. So these kids are orphaned right now. And there was a lawsuit that made some public news and was kind of criticized for the amount of the award. But people were going, why was it the bus driver's fault? Well, apparently there are rules in place that you need to avoid bike lanes. And there are certain shear and force mechanisms that occur near a bus or near these vehicles that can actually draw people nearby in. And the average person had no idea that there was a 3 feet rule. How often do you guys take a driver's test? I haven't taken one since I was 16. I don't think I have. I might have taken one to get my California driver's license when I lived in L.A. But nobody sits in the car with me and nobody has me take another test. If there's new rules, do any of us know about them? I don't. So sanitation workers, seven died this year. What are some other dangerous jobs? So USA Today has the 25 most dangerous jobs in America. 25th, based on fatal injuries and fatalities. So at the bottom I don't want to say the least, but coming in at number 25 is heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, mechanics, and installers. Why? Because of falls, slips, and trips. Median annual wage is $45,900. Apparently, 8.4 per 100,000 workers died back in 2016. Then comes painters, construction, and maintenance. Falls, slips, trips. They had a total in I believe, 2016, 50 fatal injuries, whereas with the heat and air conditioning, 37. So 50 people died in 2016. Then came industrial machinery, installation, repair, and maintenance workers. 45 people died. They make about $49,000 a year. Why? Because they were struck by an object. It was the most common accident. Electricians, coming in at 22, almost 80 fatal injuries in 1 year. They make about $52,000, fall, slipping, tripping. Operating engineers and other construction equipment operators, they have 39 fatal injuries. They average about $45,800. And why? Overexertion and bodily reaction was the cause of death. They also got punctured, lacerated, etc. Athletes, coaches, umpires, and related workers, there were 29 fatal injuries. Okay, 11.7 per 100,000 workers, overexertion and bodily reaction, they average about $31,000. Now, we're not talking about NFL athletes. That would definitely skew the salary. Telecommunication line installers and repairers, 12.1 per 100,000 workers at 21 fatal injuries. They average about 52,000 over exertion and bodily reaction. First line supervisors, landscaping, lawn service, groundskeeper workers come next. 30 people died. Taxi drivers and chauffeurs, 60 people died in 1 year. Why? Roadway incidents. We talked about that. Maintenance and repair workers, the overexertion killed about 75 of them. Electrical power line installers, overexertion killed about 21 of them, and they average close to $70,000 a year. Police and sheriff's patrol officers, 108 fatal injuries in 2016. They average about 60,000. Construction laborers, they were struck by an object, more likely. 254 people died in 1 year in construction. First line supervisors, mechanics, installers, repairers, killed 44 people. They average about $63,000, most of them struck by an object. Ground maintenance workers, again, majority struck by an object, but we lost 217 of them. Agricultural workers, 156 fatalities struck by an object. Number nine, 134 people died from falls, slipping, trips. Farmers, ranchers, agricultural managers, about 260 people died. Drivers, sales workers, and truck drivers, truckers, 918 fatal injuries by overexertion and bodily reaction. You would think it would be more from accidents. Structural, iron, and steel workers killed about 16. Why? They were struck by an object. Refuse and recyclable material collectors. There we are. What you talked about with sanitation. Roofers, 101 fatal injuries. Aircraft pilot and flight engineers, 75 injuries or deaths. Fishers and fishing workers. We don't know what the most common accident was, but it killed about 24 of them. And the number one was logging workers. The most common accident is they were struck by an object. There were 91 fatal injuries, 909 non-fatal injuries, but they average 135.9 per 100,000 workers. They have the highest percentage. The most dangerous injury. Wow. Be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. But really big thanks to you guys for tuning in, because we know you could tune out anytime. We know you could turn me off, you know, and listen to some, I don't know, Lady Gaga. Who's big now? I still, Bruno Mars is big. I don't know who all the big. Rihanna's still big. I know a lot of the new names. I like Da Vinci's Notebook. I was listening to some of their music. I was like, damn, they're good. You know, I like that Magic Kingdom in the Sky song. I don't know how old it is. Oh, the Magic Kingdom in the sky. We'll be over all together by and by. I love that song. You guys got to check it out. Basically, you think it's a nice religious song, and you're going into that song thinking it's, you know, going to be about the Lord, and then it turns out to be about Disneyland. Very, very cool. Not so cool. Remember, there was a gentleman who worked for the CDC that went missing. And they said he had been passed over for promotion. And they were searching for him. Family didn't know where he was. Unfortunately, a body was recovered this week from a river in Atlanta. And it has been identified as the CDC epidemiologist who vanished in February. Very sad, considering it's in April and it took this long to find the body. We were hoping he wasn't dead, but he was. Atlanta Police Department spokesperson Carlos Campos revealed today that the remains of Timothy Cunningham, 35 years old, were found Tuesday in the Chattahoochee River in northwest Atlanta. There's a news conference set for later today. The Atlanta Police Department, the Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office, and the Atlanta Fire Rescue Department will participate. Cunningham of Atlanta was last seen February 12th, shortly after a CDC supervisor told him why he was being passed over for a promotion. His disappearance prompted a high-profile police search and a $10,000 reward for clues. As days went on, internet rumors circulated that Cunningham's disappearance was tied to his alleged role as a flu vaccine whistleblower. But those rumors were debunked, and we didn't even report on that. I don't, unless I know there's some truth to it. Now, the CDC's director in mid-March issued a statement denying that he hadn't gotten a promotion and that noting that he had been promoted in July. Atlanta police responded by doubling down on their version of events, citing the CDC as the source of the information. And this case has perplexed investigators because his keys, cell phone, credit cards, debit cards, wallet, other forms of identification were in his house. Plus his dog. He wouldn't have left his dog. We don't know why he disappeared. We don't know why he died. Now, they said he left work quickly, saying he felt ill. That last day, earlier that morning at 5:21 a.m., Cunningham's mother received a text message from him. She had said, "Are you awake?" Or her son asked, "Are you awake?" But her phone was on silent mode. She said, "I wish I had that opportunity to answer the text." Cunningham also called his mother 9:12 that day, but she didn't answer. You know, she must be beside herself, thinking she could have stopped whatever, if he did, you know, commit suicide or whatever. But you can't. You know, having had a friend who committed suicide and me, I believe I was the last one to talk to him before he did it. You go back through everything going, I asked him if he was going to, he was going to be my roommate because my roommate was moving out doing a foreign exchange thing in New Zealand and I needed a new roommate to pay the rent and he was going to move in with me because we both worked at the EPA, separate bedrooms, and he was a friend of mine and, you know, and I was like, look, Melrose Place is coming on Thursday. I need to make sure you have the VCR ready. And, you know, yes, I'll bring the VCRs. That was like the last conversation. I'm bugging his butt about a VCR, and then he kills himself. He had made a tent in his room in the other place he was at, the other apartment he was in with his another buddy. And he had built a tent and I think inhaled hydrochloric acid and cyanide. His roommate didn't find him for days until a smell was emitted from the room and he realized something was wrong. Sad, you know, but you just go through everything in your head going, I could have stopped this, It's interesting that the boy did reach out to his mom twice. 35 years old, yeah, I'm going to call him a boy. Cunningham was a highly respected epidemiologist at the CDC. He earned a spot last year in Atlanta's Business Chronicle's 40 Under 40 list, which is kind of like a who's who in the city's young standouts. 16 years experience in public health, he co-authored 28 publications. Talking about sleep deprivation, pulmonary disease. You know, so you wonder. And a dog, a Tahitian Spaniel. So the family knew something was wrong because he would never leave the dog. So you wonder, was he given a diagnosis of some medical condition? And he, you know, I'm thinking suicide. But, because it wasn't like he was abducted. Otherwise, all his stuff would be on his person, you know? So you wonder. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, opioid addiction, they say, is costing businesses $2.6 billion. A new report shows large employers spent $2.6 billion to treat opioid addiction and overdoses in 2016. But get this. More than half of this money went to treat employees' children. This is an eightfold increase since 2004. The analysis released today by the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation finds such spending cost companies and workers about $26 per enrollee in 2016. Average inpatient expenses for opioid addiction treatment totaled $16,000 per year in 2016, up from $5,800 in 2004. They say employers have been limiting health insurance coverage of opioids because of concerns about addiction. And the report finds spending has started to fall on the opioid prescriptions. But in terms of addiction, I mean, if people can't get a prescription, are they going to turn to heroin? This is something that's been really bothering a lot of us in the medical field. You limit access to these prescriptions where we could quantitate and we could, you know, have an easier time monitoring and treating than a big, huge dose going into the, you know, your vein. They say, among other findings in the Kaiser report, older people account for the greatest use of opioids. So 22% of people age 55 to 64 have at least one opioid prescription in 2016. Now, okay, let me just say something. Okay, so you guys know I had surgery. I probably average a surgery every couple of years. And I will get a prescription for an opioid when I have that surgery. So you can't really necessarily say older individuals are addicted in a way, because if we have chronic pain or, I mean, me, I had this hernia surgery, so they gave me a, you know, and because it was a really large hernia repair, they gave me a narcotic. I still have 90% of the prescription left, you know, and I'm going to hold on to it because if I ever need a pain pill later, I want to have it. It looks like it's going to be near impossible to get pain prescriptions later. But technically, I'm one of those people in 2016 that had a prescription written. I had one prescription written. So, you know, the older you are, the more inclined you are to have a gallbladder taken out or an appendix taken out or a hernia repair or a back surgery or some plastic surgery or, you know, so, yeah, you will see more opioid prescriptions written. You will see that with older individuals. But the children of the families receiving the money, that's interesting. Why are the children of the families receiving the money? What is it costing businesses? Is it, if somebody dies, maybe because of life insurance policies or, I found that interesting. Opioid addiction is not going away. And I predict it's going to get worse because of the panic that's ensuing. Once you tell people, and I don't want to say I'm guilty of it. It's just, I'm just reporting the news. But, you know, once people hear that doctors aren't writing them as much anymore, and they're going to be harder to come by, then people panic, and then they start to want them, and they start to hoard them, and then they start to, you start to anticipate pain. You know, we want to calm everybody down and say, no, you'll be able to get your medication later, and there will be doctors who will prescribe. It's going to be a pain in the butt. But there's a lot of doctors saying, I just don't want to be involved. I don't want to run the risk of losing my license. I want the government out of my face. You know what? If you need a prescription for an opioid, don't come here. You know, we stopped carrying them in our office for emergencies because, you know, we'd get broken into. So, and it's frustrating for somebody to have to come in and then have to go to an ER to get something for pain when they could have just gotten it at the doctor's office. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So
don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.